It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, February 1st, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Details on how you can save 10% on Skywatch TV's virtual conference Exposing the Darkness coming up after the break. Topic number 5 today, the end of our long national nightmare. Almost. President Biden finally putting an end to the COVID-19 national emergency, but not until May 11th. That's 8 months after he said publicly that the pandemic was over. The president informed Congress on Monday that he'll end the twin national emergencies for addressing the coronavirus more than 3 years after they were declared, back on March 13th of 2020, a day that will live in sort of infamy. White House wants a 14-week drawdown of the federal policies to ease the country back into normalcy. The Office of Management and Budget warned that the Republican effort to end the health emergency now through congressional action would lead to the lifting of Title 42, which is a pandemic-era rule or regulation that's been used to keep migrants out of the United States. We've got a health emergency. We don't know your health background. You have to stay in Mexico. If that gets lifted, a resulting flood of migrants crossing the southern border. And perhaps our northern border, by the way, in a related story, Border Patrol working along the Canadian border in the northeast, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, reporting a 743% rise in new migrant encounters compared to the same period a year ago. Topic number 4, under the bus, President Biden looking more and more like a one-term president, as it appears Democrats are more than willing to throw him under that proverbial bus. Senate Democrats now going after Joe Biden as the Department of Justice continues to stonewall Congress, specifically the Senate Intelligence Committee, from reviewing classified documents found not just at Biden's home and office, but also the home of Donald Trump and former Vice President Mike Pence. Now, while the Biden administration has been anticipating a slew of House Republican investigations, it was not prepared for the Democrat-controlled Senate to also target the White House. The Department of Justice sent a letter to the Senate Intelligence Committee over the weekend trying to placate Senate Democrats, but Intelligence Committee Chairman Senator Mark Warner said it wasn't good enough. Warner of Virginia and the ranking Republican, Senator Marco Rubio of Virginia, sat down together for an interview over the weekend and said they are running out of patience with Biden's Justice Department and that they're angry that the press appears to have more information about these classified documents than they do. Topic number 3, speaking of justice, justice served Monday by a jury in Pennsylvania who acquitted a pro-life activist who was accused of allegedly pushing a Planned Parenthood escort during a confrontation outside a Planned Parenthood office in Philadelphia. This being reported by Life News, 48-year-old Mark Hauk faced charges that he violated the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, or the FACE Act, which makes it a federal crime to use force with the intent to injure, intimidate, and interfere with anyone because that person produces reproductive health care. Now, Hauk pleaded not guilty. He faced 2 charges of violating that act and could have spent up to 11 years in federal prison if convicted. This charge stems from an incident on October 13th of 2021 in which the Biden administration charged that Hauk assaulted and forcefully shoved 72-year-old Bruce Love, who was a volunteer outside the Philadelphia Planned Parenthood. Hauk was arrested at his home by multiple FBI agents in September of 2022. 11 months after the event, armed agents at gunpoint took Hauk into custody in front of his wife and children for an incident captured on security cameras in which, yes, he did push Mr. Love, but after Love verbally assaulted Hauk's then 12-year-old son. Now, you're a dad and a grown man comes up to your kid and starts abusing your kid. What do you do? Well, beyond that, Hauk, represented by attorneys from the Thomas More Society, who pointed out new evidence never before considered by a federal court that when Congress passed the FACE Act back in 1993, it expressly intended to exclude these so-called escorts outside the clinics. The filing by the Thomas More Society quoted Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts, who the late Senator Kennedy was the chief sponsor of the FACE Act. He's clearly stated in an interview that clinic escorts are excluded from protection by the bill because they do not provide reproductive health services in a facility as required under the act. Now, while this act was written to also prosecute crimes at pro-life pregnancy centers and places of worship, it's been used almost exclusively against pro-life activists. And it's interesting that while the FBI saw fit to send multiple armed agents to take a Christian man, a devout Roman Catholic, into custody for shoving a guy who was intimidating his kid, we haven't heard a single word about prosecuting any of the cases, literally dozens of cases, resulting from the vandalism or, in some cases, firebombings of pregnancy centers over the past year in the wake of the Roe v. Wade ruling by the Supreme Court. The estimate is that about 78 pregnancy centers have been targeted so far. The Thomas More Society, now working with Compass Care, which is a ministry in Buffalo that was firebombed last June, to investigate these crimes, since it appears local, state, and federal law enforcement have little interest in doing so. Topic number two, you will own nothing and you'll eat bugs. Another aspect of the Great Reset that our betters at the World Economic Forum are trying to impose on us. And it's happening in Europe now in the wake of European Union approval of two types of insects for human consumption. Products are already hitting the shelves of stores in Europe. Children are being fed meatless diets to save the world from flatulating bovines. And as of yesterday, a food additive made out of powdered crickets began appearing in foods from pizza to pasta to cereals all across the European Union. Defatted house crickets are on the menu, and a lot of people are not aware that this additive is now appearing in their food. A little protein additive for you there. Chitin, it's what's for dinner. Per the decision, this additive is safe to use in a whole range of products, including but not limited to cereal bars, biscuits, pizza, pasta baked products, and whey powder. But don't worry, according to the ruling, the crickets first have to be checked to make sure they discard their bowel contents before they are frozen and ground into powder. Yum. European Union has also approved the lesser mealworm for human consumption. I don't recall stories about crickets and mealworms being on the menu when world leaders flew their private jets to Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Forum meeting a couple of weeks ago, but maybe I just missed those stories. Hashtag Great Reset. Coming up, white paint is racist because, of course it is. That's next on 5 and 10.
Music, movies, lights, and fame. In the height of his career through the 1950s and 60s, shining star Pat Boone was an infamous actor, musician, and Christian television host. But with temptation at every turn, how was this famous rock star able to hold true to his Christian heart? New from Defender Publishing is the Pat Boone special offer. Take a step back in time with Pat Boone's book, If, the eternal choice we all must make. Discover how God led an ordinary man into an extraordinary six-decade-long journey through Hollywood, where he would go toe-to-toe with the world's best musicians, such as Elvis Presley, dining with kings and queens, presidents, and prime ministers, all the while never losing track of the humble roots that led him through this fascinating journey. Also included in the Pat Boone special offer, the Big If DVD Guide. Learn from the self-proclaimed Christian activist Pat Boone himself as he shares his original plans for a quiet life that exploded into the 60-year adventure he lives now. But that's not all. You'll also join the Skywatch investigative team and the ladies of Simply His in the If Video Companion three-part DVD as they sit down with Pat Boone to discuss his life after fame, his angelic vision of his wife's passing, and God's intervention in his life. These items sold separately hold a retail value of $70, but can be yours today for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Shop online at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 to take advantage of this incredible opportunity. The Pat Boone Special Offer, available now.
Item number one today, white paint is racist. Or at least a $1.2 million federal grant in Norway will help the University of Bergen determine whether it is racist or to what degree white paint has contributed to white supremacy around the world. This study, titled Norwhite, focuses on whether the Norwegian-developed paint pigment titanium dioxide has helped advance white as a superior color, and in so doing, advanced the cause of white supremacy around the world. Now, Norway is not a colonial power on the order or tradition of Spain, Portugal, Belgium, England, at least not since the days of the Vikings. But Norwhite, according to the story, shows how the country has played a globally leading role in making white a preferable hue. So the study will examine titanium white pigment as a historical aesthetic and through a historical aesthetic and critical lens. Whiteness, it states, typically understood as cultural and visual structures of privilege, but Norwhite offers a distinctively different battleground for politics of whiteness in art and architecture, end quote. We can laugh about this, and we should, actually. But the sad thing is that those earnest researchers who are looking into this are actually doing more harm to their cause than good, because when everything is racist, then nothing is racist. Skywatch TV's fall-winter virtual conference continues. You just have a couple more days to take advantage of it before it goes away. Through February 4th, you can sign up and save 10% now if you've not already accessed the two dozen presentations and, as a free bonus, the 6 feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films. Do so this week. Take advantage of it and use promo code DARKLASTCHANCE, DARKLASTCHANCE, all one word, that gets 10% off the Exposing the Darkness virtual conference at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. Skywatch TV welcomes Pat Boone to the set this week. That's our broadcast program, as Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team talks with Pat about his new book, If. It's a premise to a question, the most important question that you will have to answer. Don't miss the program. Our broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, tells you where and when. On our network affiliates, you can see the program, but you can watch it right now. All of our programs, the video content, is at the website, skywatchtv.com. You can also watch it on one of our streaming platforms like YouTube, youtube.com/skywatchtvnow, or Rumble, rumble.com/skywatchtv. But the best thing to do is get our app. It's available for Roku, Apple TV, and for mobile devices, iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire, phones, and tablets. Gets all of our video content right to you. And because it's hosted by the Christian company that has developed that app, it will never be canceled. So bypass the gatekeepers of big tech, get our app, and we got links to the app stores for your device posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.